Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Kevin Durant, there's a book that's come out by Ethan Strauss, who does a good job covering the NBA, and he's out in the Bay Area, so, you know, does a lot of stuff with the Warriors. He's got a new book out about, you know, the Warriors, called The Victory Machine, and he talks about, you know, the Kevin Durant being there in Golden State and what that was like. And he has an interesting quote from an exchange he had with Durant when he wrote something that Durant didn't like. Here's Rob G with the quote.
That's right. So he said that he wrote the quote and KD didn't like it. So he asked him to speak to him in the locker room. And this is what the exchange said. Here's the excerpt. I tried to make a few points saying I didn't begrudge him for having leverage with his contract and insisted that I had a good reason to write what I wrote. KD was not impressed and accused me of trying to, quote, rile up Steph's fans. He expressed that this was a constant theme in the Bay, and all of us local guys just wanted to kiss Steph's ass at his expense.
All right, I'm going to let Rob have the first chance at this. Go ahead, Rob. What are your thoughts?
Spot on by Kevin Durant, and I get it. You know, Steph was the cute little story. Oh, my God, look at this guy making circus shots. He's one of ours. The Warriors hadn't won a championship in 40 years. People used to show up to that building and watch the Warriors no matter what. It was a ruckus, loud crowd. It was great. But they never won. They didn't win anything. So I get it. They fell in love. Oh, yes, Steph. Oh, we got ours finally. First time since Rick Barry, we got our guy. Oh, my God. This is awesome. But then they choked down the championship unlike any other team in NBA history. Yep. Up 3-1. They choked down the championship. That year, they had only lost two games in a row. That was the most they had lost in a row. And, of course, that was a 73-win team. They would lose three in a row, including two at home. to the Cavaliers and LeBron James and lost the championship. So then they got down on their hands and knees and they begged Kevin Durant, begged him, even though Steph Curry is supposedly this game changer and changed the NBA and was the guy because, you know, anybody who can do what Steph can do, you don't need anybody. You got your squad. You already won a championship. You don't need anybody else. But anyway, they begged Kevin Durant to join the Warriors, and all he did was come there. He took Steph's team like it was his lunch money or chocolate milk at lunch. He just took it from Steph because he's a better player. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Steph, they say Steph stepped aside or Steph allowed him to join the team or whatever and take a lead role. He didn't allow Kevin Durant to do jack. Kevin Durant is better than Steph Curry. So naturally, the better player takes the role of the lead dog and the guy you go to in big moments. And Durant delivered not one, but two championships and two finals MVPs. Steph's still looking for his first one 12 years into the league, but that's another story. So, of course, the writers feel good about Steph. What a great story. This guy came out of nowhere. This little player from Davidson, nobody knew about, and the Warriors put together this squad, and look at Draymond and Klay Thompson. Oh, this is great. And Kevin Durant comes around. Kevin Durant's not going to be one of those guys who placates everybody, pacifies everybody. He's his own dog, does his own thing, and he carries himself that way, which is fine. I have nothing against that. That's his trait, and it's cool. So, yes, they have in the Bay Area coddled Steph Curry, even though he's missed the big shots in the final 2 minutes. They paint him in this glowing picture that he's that guy, when deep down they know that he's not that guy, that Kevin Durant is that guy, and that's why they needed him. Steph Enough! Would have the other two championships without Enough! Kevin Durant.
I just threw up in my mouth five times, Rob Parker.
What did you just You're read sick. An old story from the New York Times you
that
wrote?
That was garbage. All of it. Every single sentence. The only thing you said that was right is Kevin Durant is a better player than Steph Curry. That's it. Nothing else you said made a lick of sense. First of all, it's how it is, KD. When Moses Malone went to Philadelphia after Dr. J had been there for 6-7 years and Doc kept coming up short as far as winning a title, Moses gets there. His first year, he teams with Doc. They win the championship. Yes, they were happy. Yes, they loved Moses, but it was Doc's team. Dr. J was the hero. And for your little spiel that, oh, he turned it over. The KD took the team from Steph. Moses was the leading scorer of the Sixers. Did that mean Doc was a chump? Did that mean Doc wasn't legit? Did that mean Doc wasn't a man? No. Dr. J was a team player. Dr. J was unselfish. Dr. J was about winning. So he didn't mind that a great teammate joined him. They made magic together. Same thing with Steph. He welcomed KD because Steph is a winner. And his unselfish personality is, I just want to win. I don't care who gets most of the shine. I don't care who's the leading scorer. I don't care who's the finals MVP. I want to win. That's what it was about. It wasn't a weakness in Steph's character that welcomed Kevin Durant. It was a greatness in his character that welcomed it. Same thing with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade had a championship, but he went out and recruited LeBron because he wanted more. And when LeBron got there and Wade saw he's the better player, he backed up and let LeBron take over. But even though LeBron delivered two championships, who's Mr. Miami? Who's Mr. Heat? Is it Wade County or is it James County? It's Wade County because Dwayne Wade is the Miami Heat personified. And it's the same thing with Steph. It was his team. He's the one that took them from the lottery to the NBA Finals. He's the one who stamped the team with his personality. And yeah, so it should, of course, they love Steph more. Didn't mean they didn't love or appreciate KD. He maybe just wanted an amount that he never was going to get. You never were going to be the man. You were going to be great. You were going to be appreciated. You were going to be given love. But it was always going to be Steph's team, and rightly so.
Real recognizes real. He took that team to another level as far as winning. He would never.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Then what level is there after winning a title?
No, I'm talking about to win back to back. And Steph didn't even. Steph won one and choked down one. That's why he wanted Kevin Durant. He knew he couldn't win again.
Did Durant
they would have never
one?
Won again.
Did
no,
Durant
not in the
finals.
No,
really?
No.
I'd rather choke down in the
he
finals.
He didn't choke
than the
down
Western
in no finals.
Finals.
No, I wouldn't, because no team in the history of the NBA had
early.
Ever done it. No,
get beat
no,
early.
I don't want to have the dubious title of being the only
rest.
Team, the
You'd
only team that ever do it.
Watch the real ballers.
It's dubious. It's dubious, and that's what he has to wear. That's what he authored. That's what the book by Steph Curry reads. The title is, I Choked Down the Big One in the NBA
Actually,
Finals.
Maybe that's your title, and that book won't sell. Because the title of Steph's book is I Changed Basketball. Anybody would say that. Yeah, he did. He and his team lost a 3-1 lead to arguably the best player of all time with another Hall of Famer in Kyrie Irving. But they had beaten Durant and Russell Westbrook, two other all-time greats.
Talking about the finals.
Them. They had come back on them from a
3-1
deficit.
They begged Kevin Durant to come.
No,
they
Draymond
them.
Green begged him.
They begged him. They
the
sent Draymond to make the call.
They recruited him and said, we will welcome you.
They
Draymond
met him in the
Green
Hamptons.
Was
it wasn't
crying.
Just... They, what are you talking about? They met him in the Hamptons. It wasn't just Draymond. They were all there,
Draymond,
down on their hands and knees, thanking their maker that Durant would join them, their team.
Draymond was the one that called
Did
Durant
they meet him
from
in the Hamptons or
lot.
Not?
What's wrong with that? Is LeBron a chump because he recruited Kawhi? What,
yes.
Are you crazy?
Yes, he is. That's why Kawhi didn't want to go there.
Well, I beg to differ with that.
That's why Kawhi didn't go there.
You can have
he had an easy streak
Kawhi
to go with LeBron.
There, that's fine.
And he decided that I don't want
to
do that.
Kawhi, but
I don't want to be a part of that.
My point is, you act like anybody that recruits a better player is a chump. Dr. J wanted Moses.
Yeah, but Dr. J hadn't won already. That's the difference, Chris. He hadn't won in the NBA.
Why?
Steph had already won.
Why? Doc had been there. He'd been to the finals, and they kept losing.
He had never won.
So
it's a difference
Steph,
between
well,
a guy with Steph won already.
That was what Steph did worse. Steph won. Steph showed he could win without Durant.
No, he should have kept winning and kept that little thing that they had together.
So Wade's a chump, what, too. Wade's
yes, he's a chump,
too.
Yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Very interesting article about college football that came out recently, Rob, and they talked to athletic directors and head coaches and the like, and all of these guys, most of them, they say 88% of college athletic directors in Division I football want an expansion of the current playoff format. That's according to Stadium's Brett McMurphy. And 88% right now, of course, is just four teams. And a lot of them want eight teams. Some of them even want 16. One anonymous GM from a Power 5 conference school, he said this, to paraphrase the old TV show, I know you'll like this, Rob, eight isn't enough. There needs to be more meaningful postseason opportunities, meaningful to the players and meaningful to the fans. Bowl games no longer fit that consistently. A 16-team playoff would allow for greater television exposure, greater revenue, and more access. Rob, I have said for years I think they should go to eight. But I got to be honest, a 16-team playoff, I like it. Sign me up. We love playoffs, Rob. The expansion of baseball playoffs, great. The NBA playoffs, great. NFL's now already was great. Now they're adding another team because it's great. We love playoffs. It's meaningful. Yeah, we like the regular season, but the playoffs is best in everything. March Madness, why is it so popular? Because it's a playoff. And if you got 16 teams in the playoffs, I think it'd be great. I think it'd be fantastic. Sign me up.
No way, no how am I interested in this. This ain't about no fun and how happy people would be for more playoffs. It's a money grab. You fall for it all the time. How many times have we watched the first round of the NBA playoffs be a four-game sweep because the team that they're playing doesn't even belong in the playoffs? It's not even competitive. And you know what, Chris? One of the most unbelievable groups and iconic musical groups in the history of our country and our world, I should say, was called the Fab Four, the Beatles. They didn't need eight people to make beautiful music together.
Stop. That's
it was
terrible.
Just four just of them.
Act like that didn't. We're on the
no.
Erase that part. That
no.
made no sense.
It did
made
make no sense. Sense. It's fine
and
the way it is.
You stayed
especially,
up all night thinking of that joke.
Especially for a sport that used to pick their champion by vote. They didn't even play for
it. Did you like that?
No, but I'm saying this is fine. There aren't more than four teams that are good enough to win the national championship every year. If they expand to 16, that means Jim Harbaugh and Michigan will get in, and they don't deserve it. You just want to see your daughter's school have a chance at a national championship since they only have had one in the history of the school, and that was a shared one back in 97. So all I'm saying is there aren't enough schools to fill 16 slots who are honestly viable to be champions. This is nothing
so
more
wipe them
than
out
a
the first round.
Than
beat
a money
the,
grab.
I mean, beat
it's a money
the
grab.
Because
no, they
the
don't
thing.
Deserve it. They
the
don't deserve
AD
it.
Made a great point. I mean, the AD made a great point that the bowl games, who cares? I mean, honestly, Rob, how many bowl games are you watching? We watch the big ones. And to be honest, even the, you know, it used to be when you and I were coming up, New Year's Day, I mean, what they have about six bowl games on New Year's Day, six or seven. And those were all big time, right? And we watch all of them. And a lot of times, like if a team blew out its opponent and another team that was ranked ahead of it struggled, you could see a team jump over a team ahead of it. But those days are over. Really, it's really boiled down to the major, the playoff games that really matter now. Nobody really cares about, even if it's a big bowl game, if it's not a part of the playoff, it's not a big deal. So what I'm saying is make the bowl games playoff games. So now you got 16 teams. They all play in bowl games, but the bowl games are essentially playoff teams. You advance, and it would be exciting. And if you think of Wisconsin that might be ranked 12th, doesn't have a shot at winning the national championship, then fine. They should get beat in the first round. But maybe they'll pull an upset. That happens in the NFL. There's a 9-7 team or a 10-6 team that squeaks in. Do we really think they have a shot at winning it? Usually no, but it happens sometimes. It happened with the Giants. It happened with the Packers. It can happen. And here's the other thing, Rob. The parity nowadays. Now, I know you're right. You got LSU, Clemson, Alabama, maybe Ohio State. Those four do seem programs a notch above the rest. But the parity after that is incredible. Last year, you had one undefeated team. You had three, or really two, one-loss teams among the major powers. And then you had a ton of teams that lost at least two games. You had teams in the top 10, top 11, with 3-4 losses. And my point is that's the parity. How often over the last several years in college football have we seen a number two, a number three, a number four, heck, even a number one team lose in the seventh week of the season, the fifth week of the season, because there's parity. There's too much parity to just pick it four teams and let them decide. It's similar to what they used to do when they picked the champion. Pick 16, let them go at it, and may the best team win. Every other single sport, Rob, pro football, football, college football at every other level, including Division I AA, hockey, basketball, baseball, there's playoffs. What in the world makes the FBS so different that they can't have a playoff?
They have a playoff. Four teams is good. That's all
they're
you
the
need.
Only, even
it's
that's
all
the
about
lowest
Chris.
Number.
Stop
that's
it.
The I don't care if it's about money. Fine.
It's just money. That's
it
all it is.
It would be better.
No, fine. It wouldn't it be better. Be about, it's fine the way it is. I like
wrong
it.
With money.
There's nothing
you
wrong
want
with
money?
It.
I want money.
It's fine the way it is. You're just changing.
It's not fine.
Just make everything the playoffs. All the teams are eligible. How about that? Make the regular season the playoffs.
See, you can't have a nuanced
that's
discussion.
Just ridiculous.
You gotta be ridiculous and say something like that.
16 teams.
Why not 16?
Because
well,
it's not 16 good college teams. That's
why.
Yeah, but most of them are garbage.
Well, not. There's more than 16 that aren't garbage.
Most are garbage,
the
and they're not good
are
enough.
Usually good football teams.
You've just
you
be letting
like
also Rams in.
What's one of the best things in sports, Rob? The upset. Don't you want to see an upset?
I don't want to see teams that you're going to make the regular season irrelevant, and you don't want that. You'll have four teams that lose four games in a playoff. It's not fair. Make them have to earn their way in. And the other thing is, it's just like I told you, the thing that drives me crazy with some of these is, in the NBA, we've seen it, teams with losing records make the playoffs.
Well, that ain't
they lose
in
the first
college football.
But I'm just saying,
with 16
you think that's good with 16 teams and a losing a team with a losing record should make the playoffs?
No, they won't. What,
no, I'm asking
have,
you.
In basketball?
Yeah, I'm asking you. You think that's...
I think basketball is fine the way it is. Eight teams.
That's not what I asked you.
I think it's fine.
So a team with a losing record should make the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine. If they're in the top eight in their conference, yes.
Terrible.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're not that good, you get beat. So what?
Who wants to see a four-game sweep?
You
nobody.
Act like every year it's a four-game sweep.
Most of
when
them
Boston,
are.
When
most
Boston
of them are.
Won the championship in 08 with the Big Three, they went seven games in the first two rounds.
Most of them are. I'm just telling you, there aren't 16 good teams. There are about three or four really good college football teams. And unfortunately,
three really
that's
good
the way it is.
Football teams.
I said
Stop
three or
it.
Four. That's it.
That's BS. Oklahoma's good. They were number six. Oregon's good. Number five. Penn State was good. They were number nine.
According
Alabama
to your
was
plan,
number eight. Alabama
according
was
to your
eight.
Plan, Jim Harbaugh would be in the playoff every year. Just
first
because
of all,
it's
I'm not even thinking about Jim Harbaugh.
No,
I don't know what your obsession with Jim Harbaugh
because
is.
Because this is the Jim
they
Harbaugh.
They were actually number 18 last year, so they wouldn't have been in.
This is to cut Jim Harbaugh some slack. They wanted to be 16 to give him a chance since he's one of the highest paid coaches in the country. Give him a chance to make the playoffs. The only way he'll make it is if there's 16 or 20 teams in the playoffs. That's what you do. You allow guys like that to make the playoffs when they don't deserve it.
I want the games being settled on the field. I want the game settled on the field, and I want excitement. And a 16-game playoff would be exciting. You're the only one that doesn't think that would be exciting. And look, I wasn't hung up. I would have liked eight because I definitely thought eight was legit. If they went to 12, fine. I just think a playoff is good. I don't really want more than 16. You know, I think that's plenty. And you're right. A few teams that you would think don't have a shot at winning it would be in there. But, hey, it's a playoff game. Maybe they pull off an upset. We've seen plenty of that. And if they don't, they get beat, then they deserve to get beat. But a playoff, man, would be great. We got like 50 days in between the end of the regular season and the championship. Let's fill those 50 days with some meaningful games. Let's not fill them with some ill-named bowl game that nobody cares about. I just think it would make sports that much more, college football, which is already great, it would make it that much more exciting.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Interesting quote by Joe Burrow. Now, it's pretty obvious Joe Burrow is going to be the number one pick of the Cincinnati Bengals in the upcoming NFL draft. Now, there's been a lot over the last couple months, Rob, a lot of talk about, you know, should he pull an Eli Manning and not go to Cincinnati? Should he go to a better franchise where he thinks he's got a much better chance of winning? We'll see what he ends up doing, but it's interesting because he's made comments that make you think he probably doesn't want to go to Cincinnati, but yet he hasn't went nuclear and said, I will not go there. Looks like he will end up accepting the call if indeed it's the Bengals. He was on Shaquille O'Neal's podcast recently, and he had this to say.
I just want to get back to a good team, good organization that is going to maximize my talents. I've won everywhere that I've been, and I've never had a losing season in sport from the moment I was 5 years old. So I'm not a loser. I just want to go somewhere where I can win. You know, teams are picking the top for a reason. And I feel like I said before, I've won everywhere that I've ever been. And I feel like if anybody can do it, I can do it.
Look, here's my thing about that, Rob. If you're not a loser, then you shouldn't mind going to a bad franchise and turning them around. Like, you've got that confidence in you. Just because I've been on great teams doesn't necessarily make me a winner. And I know Joe Burrow was the leader of those teams, obviously in high school. and when he was at LSU. But still, being on a winning team, if your team is so much better than everybody, that doesn't necessarily make you a winner. If you can go to a losing team and change the culture with your personality, with your optimism, with your ability, your infectious personality, you know, and you're just so great, like, then that's a win. I'm not saying he's not a winner, but I'm just saying you can prove it by going to a bad franchise and winning. You like shouldn't
Michael,
be afraid
like
to
Michael
go to
Jordan
a bad
and the Bulls were a
right,
terrible franchise. Everybody, it killed me when people talk about this, and that's the perfect example. I mean, the Bulls were a laughing stock.
They were
kind of the
NBA. Like they are now.
Right. They were really bad. And Michael Jordan showed up, and let's not forget, they didn't meet him at the airport, Chris, back in those days. He just took a cab.
Unbelievable.
And he
was the third pick, too.
And he was the third pick. There was nobody waiting at the airport for Michael Jordan when he showed up in Chicago. Can you imagine that now? I mean, just think about it. You know what they told him?
Things have changed.
Take a cab to Chicago Stadium. We'll meet you there. And that's what he did. But my point is, that guys, you know, I'm with you. Go make your own legacy. Be that guy who turned the Cincinnati Bengals around. Be that guy who finally won a championship there. Make your own way. It's easy to just jump on places that's already in place. That doesn't make you a winner. You're joining a winning circumstance and situation.
Right, right.
There's
totally agree.
There's a difference between the two.
And we talked about this before. I mean, heck, just 5 years ago, the Bengals were completing a run of like seven playoffs in 8 years.
Seven out of eight or seven out of nine, something like that. They just couldn't win a game.
So let's not act like, they're just horrible. And so, I'm with you. And you know who else went to a bad franchise and turned him around because he's a winner? Steph Curry!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.